We played that old opening so you would think we weren't live. Now maybe we are, and maybe we aren't. I'd like you to get on the phone and tell me whether you think we're live or not. Then I might tell you whether we are or aren't. Get on the phone. You're clever. Listen to this clever response. Otisville, Michigan. After the word always goes out live. I'm here and I'm live. Boy, that's clever. Corona Del Mar. Doc, my vote is that you're live because I don't have a clue. Lawndale, you can't count on me. I think you're live. I'll be there Sunday, that's okay. Thank God you are alive. Thank you. Thank God you are alive. Leading us in Christ. Here's another one that begs the question. Bloomville, West Virginia. Dosh God, I look forward to your teaching tonight. I'm live.
Yeah.
And here from Corona. Sunday night, keep up the good work. I'll be taking the Riverside bus next Sunday. I'm looking forward to coming for the first time to the cathedral. Then I find this a very wonderful message. I'm an 11-year-old girl. Thank you, Dr. Scott, for the Bible display on the Internet. I've been reading one station per week. I also have been learning about the emperors of Rome and the church fathers in Scroggie's Guide to the Gospel. That's neat, isn't it? You know, until somebody explained it better, I just heard the best message on the tabernacle I ever heard. I don't think I ever heard it before. Because I don't listen when I preach because I'm at least 5 minutes in my brain ahead of where I am. I have to hear a message after I preached it to really know everything I said. 27 years ago, the message that ran on the network just before we went live, 27 years ago, is that the same light that's been out all week?
Yes, sir.
I think somebody decided that it was a right now to tell me on Sunday and send somebody to my gate that there was a light out in the studio. And my response was, well, haven't you got time between now and the festival to change or replace the light? I'm not sure you know what you're talking about. So
yes,
I got to ask someone.
Yeah.
I just want to know if that's the same light that was out.
No, sir.
You almost got somebody killed.
Sorry.
He believes me. Figuratively. If that had been the same light, you imagine what I would have done. Is that one supposed to be on?
No, sir.
So it's just an empty shell up there that's looking at nothing? Doesn't anybody know whether that
light... Not for long, sir.
But is that light supposed to be on?
Yes, sir.
And how long has it been out? You know everything. How long has that light been out? You're taking pictures of it. Go ahead and put it on the Put it on the screen. That lights out, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
It's out in here and it's out on TV. Isn't that remarkable? Well, how many more are out? Can't see the others. But does anybody know when that light went out? Not in here. On the staff.
No, sir.
While they run for cover. You mean I am giving them the epiphany right now? An epiphany of revelation. That's why I don't like things. There's a checklist somewhere. That's why I don't like things that surprise me when I'm on live programming, because it distracts. It changes the subject. Is that light supposed to be on?
Yes, sir.
And nobody knew it until now. She'd been with me, so she's not to blame. They're supposed to report and get to her. There's supposed to have been somebody go through this studio and check everything before we have a live program. And at least I'll be able to identify those who signed their name on the checklist that they came in here and checked everything. For a nail and a horseshoe, and a horseshoe that goes off and a horse that goes down, a battle is lost. That's why I intend to build a church within the church. I came here 29 years ago, and the old timers know this story. I had been writing a book a year when I started writing the little booklets I labeled Leaves from the Notebook of a Tamed Rebel, which is me. And you all may sit down. When I came in here, by the way, there were only 5 voices of faith. And I'd written one every year, usually on location. I had to make 3 trips to Israel, hung up on Gideon, trying to write a book on Gideon and the lessons of his life. I had just finished it when I was caught between returning from one continent and planning to head back to South Africa and via Brazil, and got called down as a financial consultant to this church. It wasn't long after I came here that I realized that God had prepared me for the church as I studied the life of Gideon. And it became one of the annual messages I preached, but it's in a little book of the series Leaves from the Notebook of a Tamed Rebel. And God's word to Gideon became the catchword phrase of rallying this defeated and broken down church. By the 300 will I save. 32,000 gathered to go to battle. The first test reduced them to 10,000. And then God tested again and reduced them down to 300 and said to Gideon, by the 300 will I save. And we need to return to that rallying cry. And I said to my wife today, I want to set a goal. Lots of people followed Jesus. Lots of them stayed on the fringes. But then there were the disciples. And then out of the disciples were the apostles. And he chose 12 that they might be with him. I'm going to pastor 2 churches. the ones that gather on Sunday at the cathedral. I'm taking a page out of the story I've told you of the Argentine pastor. I want 300 disciples. Disciple means learner. Now, we started a part of it with a board over there that is categorized into hours and days for Voices of Faith. But I did a little mental calculating today. 300, get your pencils and start some math. 300 volunteers that mean business, that provide the core of the real church within the church. I still want to find the 300 by which God will save. It'll be the foundation stones of this church. There's 168 hours in a week. Right?
Yes, sir.
300 times 168. No, I don't want that. Stop it. I'm working my math backwards. And I said, on Sunday and previous Sunday, we owe a tithe of time to the Lord if we really belong to Him. 168 hours in a week, tithe is at least 16 hours. Right? Now, when I first calculated it, I said, let's multiply 168 hours in the week. I keep trying to go to the end instead of the beginning. Let's multiply 16 hours times 300. That's how many hours?
5,000.
You give me nothing but wrong answers the whole night. So let's start all over with the people that have the pencils. You're carrying a camera. You can't write with a camera. What's 300? I want 300. If they're giving 16 hours a week, 16 times 300 is how much?
4,800, sir.
You struck out twice. I wouldn't take the third swing. 4,800, right?
Yes, sir.
Now divide that. That means we have 4,800 hours pledged if 300 people give 16 hours a week. Isn't that, you following me?
Yes, sir.
So we have 4,800 hours pledged. We have 168 hours a week to fill. So divide the 4,800 by 168. You should get about 28-something. Come on, you mathematicians. You got a watch that multiplies?
Yes, sir.
Then do it, man.
168.
I have 4,800 hours available if 300 people dedicate 16 hours a week. And there's 168 hours in a week, so I want to divide the 4,800 by 168.
28.57.
I said. Should be 28 something. That means if we had 300 people who really meant business and committed themselves to 16 hours a week, we would have 28 people for every hour in the week. You have any idea what that would do for this ministry? So you take four of them to keep at least four people in the cathedral as volunteers. We'd have 24 people that could be here in this studio. That would include those that are volunteering in the PTR room, those that are volunteering as transcribers in the computer room, those that are volunteering to mail the passes. We could have taking four people down at the cathedral for security. We could have 24 people every hour in this studio. Now, being realistic, if I gave you the concession that you need 4 hours, so all excuses removed for you not being at the cathedral, and your own devotions and time that you give to God, that would leave 12 hours. Correct?
Yes, sir.
Three-fourths of the 28. Twelve hours is three-fourths of 16, isn't it? I could figure that out. Three-fourths of 28 is 21. Four times seven. I got there without a watch. That means we could have 21 people. If I had 300 people, it would give 12 hours here. The other 4 hours removes any excuse for not being at the cathedral. Because you can stay home and be a Christian. This is the tithe of time. Now, I'm being very sweet to you because the third tithe was reserved to make those three annual trips to Jerusalem to pay the bill and the time. I would like to go for 16 hours and 300 people, but I think knowing the congregation and knowing that 12 hours is what I demand of the ex-employees is the price of them coming to the cathedral. 12 hours. You want to believe with me that I can get 300 people that will commit themselves to 12 hours a week? The tithe of time to be available to the pastor as a true reserve guard?
Yes, sir.
Now, I like spiritual numbers. I was tempted with the 16 because that really rubs it in the face of the devil. I like that. And there will be some that will give 16, and that's surplus. 12 is the number of perfect government, God's government. The God-governed life, the new Israel. I'm going to start tonight. Some of you are already volunteering and committed to do it. And I want to go in spiritual number increments. I'll go for 70 first. And then 120. And once I draw this line, the devil's going to fight. But I want this problem of these phones and the volunteers solved once for all. Until we can have a ministry here. See, the staff members move into the real battle zone. They have no idea. There are some who came here with stars in their eyes and thinking they were going to have heaven on earth. And some just wanted a job. You're in the arena where the cosmocratoros are ready for you. And the more indispensable you become, the more the devil increases the use of his minions to attack you. As pastor, I can save the staff much easier if they are dispensable. The minute the devil finds out you're indispensable to this ministry, the attack intensifies, which is why you ought to pray for your pastor. I have to face the fact that I am indispensable to the ministry as it now exists. My wife has become indispensable. I told you about praying the other day. You need to learn to pray. We don't pray publicly, but I have no problem with. When I first came here, I had a morning prayer meeting with the saints. I don't want a television camera on it. I don't, in case you missed the negative. We're preparing a place that'll surprise you. I already have one at the cathedral, the tower. I don't quarrel with the prayer requests being bundled up. As I mentioned the other night, I quarrel with the spectacle of paper being bundled up. Meaninglessly. People need to read those prayer requests and become one person with the one who sent it in to pray. I just want you, don't want you praying here on the phone. But there needs to be daily prayer going on in this building. And there need to be enough people here that I can teach you, if you don't know, how to intercede and pray. So all the 24 people that would be in this building, or 21 if we reduce it down to 12 hours, 21 people in this building, volunteers, can be sorting messages, can be mailing passes, can be putting prayer requests in a specific place, can be reading them. There's obviously, find a brain, there's obviously a difference between a prayer request. I got a wart on my toe. Or I got a relative that's going into drug rehab. A relative who doesn't listen. In the economy of God, as in the message I preached earlier, the church, you follow a domata that God has used to bring light to your life. You become a part, a subpart of the total body of Christ. There is no way you can be as concerned about a baby just born in China as you are your own child. That's the witness, koinonia, fellowship that is governed by service, one to another. When one member suffers, all suffer. Dan Evans, for example, at 5:49, going through his heart bypass surgery. All's going well. His vital signs are good. He'll be out in about another hour and a half, which means about 7:30. Now, that's a prayer request and demands immediate attention. Verses 1, pray for my loved ones that stay drunk all the time. I don't mean to cavalierly wave anything off. But there needs to be people here praying that care, because it's part of our army for God. And prayer requests shouldn't have rubber bands written around them, laid on the door, and say, God, you know what's there, and we're praying. No, you've heard me teach for 29 years. If your big toe hurts, don't start praying in generalities. Say it's that left foot, the big toe on the left foot. I'm asking you, God, to heal. Don't want a lot of conversation. Prayer requests should be bundled in small enough groups. When people go in there to pray, they read the specific prayer requests and lift them to God. But where are we going to go? Well, I already told you, I built a prayer tower at the cathedral, and some volunteers might be put there. God will lead me. But we are preparing a place here, just as the whole front of the building is as different now as this studio is different. Rooms that accumulated junk for 29 years, and God knows how many years before I came here. have been cleaned out. And the same work is progressing at King's House 1. I and my wife will assign you. I just want 300 people that will say, I'm yours as God's domitar. I'm yours for 12 hours a week. These are the weeks, these are the days, and these are the hours. And don't cherry pick the hours. God will honor you if you say, this 4 hours is from midnight to 4 a.m. This 4 hours on such and such a day is from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Now, I've suggested that those night hours, which are usually flexible for people because they're going to get a little bit of sleep that night, can be rotated among days. One day you go from 8 to 12, another day you go from 12 to 4, another day from 2 to 6, or 12 hours in one stretch, or 8 hours another stretch, and 4 hours another stretch. Don't give me the problem of 1 hour every day for 6 days. Don't make what you do for God a source of irritation. Use some common sense. We need you to get here, get in a spirit of warfare. You need to stay at least 2 hours. I prefer 3 or 4 at a segment. And it's wonderful you can give a 12-hour stretch. I just want commitments from people that will be one of the 300. And we together will claim the promise, by the 300 will I save. Give me that 300 like Gideon. Revisiting as we go into our 30th year. What I challenged a broken down congregation of 104 that voted me in. Give me 300 that say, Pastor, an administrative pastor together, I'm yours. 12 hours a week to do with as you will, as I become the foundation of a new discipleship program. In this building, you're surrounded by teaching. Now, thanks to what my wife has done in every room, the teaching's going out on all sides. You're imbibing the teaching, but you're here to work. You will develop bonds of fellowship based upon respect for dedication and service instead of self-centered socializing and gossiping. Now, I'd like the first 70 this week. This, again, I'm 74. I want another 26 years at least. Then I start slowing down as I skid toward 120, which I've always said is what I expect God to give me. You don't have enough faith to believe that, but I'm trying to believe it. I'd like a little help. I need to know, if I got 21 people here every hour on the hour, 24/7, 365. There's an excitement of faith, a reality of faith. I can come here with joy in my spirit instead of 5 people here, 1 or 2 people. Do I think the whole church will respond? Absolutely not. God be the most surprised man in the history of the Christian church. The ministry that I teach fills you up. I'm now giving you an outlet. I want 300 people to which this church is your life outlet of service. You're not a domitar. God might make one of you that one of these days, but you need to be an Elisha before you're an Elijah. I want 300 committed ones that will say, as Jesus said to his Father, and kept the faith, that will put their lives into this ministry. And like the founder of World Missions, who made shoes, he just made shoes to make a living. Missions was his life. It's time for some of you to say, this is my life. Everything I do is for the Lord and is the Lord's. I'm a father, I'm an employee, I'm an employer, I'm this, I'm that, I'm a lawyer, I'm a doctor. 16 hours to this church that's reaching the world. And by the 300, God will save again. I'm making a call like God made to the 600,000 in Babylon. Only 5,000 responded first trip. Children of the flea and descendants of Aaron and all in between. I'm not asking you to take a 4-month trip across the desert to dive into the unknown and the ruins of Jerusalem. I'm asking you to stand on the foundation of 29 years of teaching, and as we approach our 30th year, I want to go into it with 300 that I can count on that give 12 hours a week. No strings, unqualified. You clean toilets if that's what's needed. But I want 300 I can count on. So let's get started. Start building the list. Get on the telephone. Now, it's always this way when I start something, and I want you people to listen very closely to me, because the spirit of response can be killed with mindless response. I'm not unappreciative of this call. Republic, Missouri. I want to be one of the foundation stones. For circumstances beyond my control, I'll be continuing my tithe of my time at home until the 1st of April, then we'll be able to come to the studio. Well, I'm not questioning your tithing of your time at home. I don't know what it is unless it's 16 hours a day watching and calling and being faithful. But I don't want 300 people outside of Los Angeles. I want 300 people in Los Angeles that will be here 16 hours a week, will give me your times and availability, and we will then assign your spot and expect you to be there at that spot. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
It's mindless activity by you sorters of messages over there to include, as number 4, well, I don't know any circumstance beyond anybody's control. If it's that desperate that you want to be the 4th person to sign up, get on a plane tonight. Get your ass out here. Somebody's not listening to me. Somebody's not listening to me. I want 300 people here in Los Angeles that will be at this studio or at the cathedral 12 hours every week, that are assigned, committed hours, and you will keep that commitment unless you're sick. Now, you want to start these numbers all over again and find a brain over there. Now, this is fine. I'm glad that people out across the world want to give 16 hours a week. I love it that you're spending 16 hours a week listening and calling and being faith and prayer support to this ministry. But the 300 I'm looking for now, if you're not making reservations for a spot that sometime in April you will be able to come out here and do, I want 300 people available now. You understand?
Yes, sir.
I put this in the same category as I married a wife and I bought a yoke of oxen and I bought a field. I want 300 people here now. Aura, you understand that?
Yes, sir.
I'll take these numbers back and start over again. I don't want somebody in New York. I wish 10,000 people would give 16 hours a day to watching, or 16 hours a week to watching and listening to the teaching and calling and praying and being a foundation support around the nation, tithing your time and tithing your money. I want 300 people here in Los Angeles giving 12 hours a week here. And in addition, you better be in the cathedral on Sunday. I'm taking the option out of the 300's hands to decide whether or not this week you're coming to the cathedral. You're coming to the cathedral. Some of you have vacation time or go to funerals or go see families. I don't see any reason to go to funerals at all, to tell you the truth. Unless you're going there to preach the truth about it, instead of letting some preacher get up there and ruin it. I want 300 committed people. I got a large congregation. That's the crowd. I want 300 disciples that'll be with me 12 hours a week here. And I figure you got 3 hours for Sunday driving time and the service. So that's 15. You got another hour for yourself. You get plenty of teaching while you're here. You absorb more teaching here than you will listening at home. Get yourself some tapes and listen in the car while you're driving. I want 300 people on these premises, cathedral or here, 12 hours every single week at the same times, not at your option, at the same times that you commit. Just like your job can count on you being there at starting time and ending time. Now, renumber those and start over and pay attention to what you're doing. Get on the telephone. Now, you may say, I'm already volunteering. Like, ex-staff members volunteer a 12-hour shift. Well, then call in and renew your commitment. And if you have a specific assignment, like some of the ex-staff members do, spell that out, what your assignment is. And some have an assignment at Secret One. Be sure you specify Secret One, not some other name for it. So you volunteers that are already volunteering, you're included in this. I want to know I've got 300. And I'm aiming for the first 70 now, so get on the telephone. Now, I always have to go over things 3 or 4 different times. When I say volunteers, there are some of you who are already volunteering in the computer room. Yeah, you got to be willing to clean toilets, but I'm not stupid either. If you can handle the job in the computer room, that's what you're going to keep doing. The majority of these 21 people every hour are going to be on the phones. There are people listening to me that are regulars as voices of faith. And you'll probably let it go right over your head and not realize that this 12 hours includes voice of faith time. Doesn't include cathedral time, that's the 16 hours. The 12 hours includes voice of faith times. And some of you won't respond because you don't want to be regimented. That's the problem with this generation. You don't want to wear a harness. What I preach Sunday, God risk that attitude because of the value of such submissive servitude, love expression, voluntarily given. Jesus always had a mixed portrayal of the cross. He drew back from the cross. In the human sense, nobody wants the pain. But what he drew back from was not just the pain of the slaughter. It was becoming the object of God's wrath, becoming the sin offering, and becoming the trespass offering. But the joy of the cross was not just what lay ahead. It was that he also was the burnt offering. Total dedication. Absolute, complete love expression to his Father. Oh, he did it for us. But the primary thrust was to be the burnt offering. Consumed in love obedience to his Father. Not that he didn't want the same thing his Father wanted. And in the righteous wrath of God was the love of God, that his Son was willing to do this, that what I taught in an earlier hour before we came live, that he might be the firstborn of many brethren, the chief cornerstone of a temple of lively stones, the head of a body. The burnt offering was joyous. He's consumed for the Father. And he could have done otherwise. He was free to do otherwise. That's why I can't stand that Calvinistic clock that takes away and robs God of his freedom and robs Jesus of his freedom and robs us of the capacity to turn from self to God instead of turning from God to self. You need to wear a harness. The rest of your time, you and God work it out. You need to wear a harness and come to serve under your pastor whatever is needed here. Primarily, most people will be on the phones. 21 people every hour, 365 days of the year. You'll see the change in this ministry, the spiritual strength that will radiate out of it. Now, I want 300. I'm going for 70 now. Got 12. I'm surprised I don't have 30 or 40 by now. Get on the telephone. And I'm at 15. Heading for 70. I like these spiritual numbers. I'll tell you when we cross 30 and when we cross 50 and then 70 and then 120. 300 is what I want. And I'm going to find out if the church in 30 years has produced 300 people that mean business instead of floaters. Now, does that mean those who just come to the cathedral are second-class citizens? Yep. You got that? You're fast, that's right. Just floaters. Well, we tithe, not with your time. Tithe belongs to the storehouse. So you're just half second-class citizens if you just come and tithe. If you don't tithe, you're not even citizens. Well, don't you care whether we come to the cathedral or not? Not really. I've crossed that hurdle, finally. I don't care. If you're that stupid, I'll close the cathedral. It's worth a lot of millions of dollars. And reduce it down to the 300 King's House 1. I've been telling you for a long time. Having been a love slave to bitches 45 years of my life trying to make them happy, And finally, when I decided I've had it, God gave me a true helpmate. Now, I'm a bigamist. I got two wives, the church and Melissa. And she's so far outstripping most of the church in her dedication that I'd just soon divorce the rest of you. I'm a living proof of the joy of a good divorce and the right companion versus trying to keep a bad marriage going. And I have a weakness. I love too hard. People take advantage of me. So, you know, go ahead and float. The cathedral is to send a message around the world. And that platform, the message deserves a platform and a stage like that. But I'm now, just like Jesus did, narrowing down to those that will be with me. And I want 300 that mean business. So get on the telephone. I want you, 300, when you assemble, you belong to me. 12 hours a week. And I belong to God, so you're safe. It's like a marriage where the husband's the head of the house. It only works if the husband belongs to God. Then you can respect him. And this one, I don't understand. This is probably why you're an ex-staff member. Somebody from UKIPA, watching on the internet, world band number and Philippian band number. You think I'm going to get out of this chair and go check those numbers? Or you think you're so important that I got your number memorized? You had to be real bad as an ex-staff member for that to happen. And I haven't had any that bad yet. I'm yours, Pastor. I don't know who you are. I'm an ex-staff presently doing 12 hours a week. He tells me where he does security. Well, how in the world would I know that? 8:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. You don't even tell me the day. The Lord's building his church. Well, he knows who you are. I don't. The gates of hell did prevail against it. Boy, if you said that, that's why you're ex-staff. The Lord's building his church. The gates of hell did prevail against it. Well, I suggest you correct that real quickly and say who you are, or you ain't even going to be a volunteer. I don't need messages like that. That's why you're ex-staff. You didn't use your brain around me. You've been around stupid people that let you act like you had a brain when you didn't engage it. That one's out the window. I better figure out who that person was and... Tell me who you are. I don't even know. Did you put that one in this list? Because there's no name on it. How could you? So that was a worthless call. I ought to have done you the bill. This is serious business. What time is it? It ain't 8:30 yet. If he's on duty today, he's using my phone to make that call on both ends. Wake up. Do it right. I'll figure out who you are afterwards. You better tell me before I have to go figure out. Because if I have to go figure it out, you ain't here anymore. Get on telephone. I don't need rain thrown on this parade. Now, this is the second time we've had to stop over a dunce cap. These 300 are supposed to be smart. Get on telephone. We've been doing a little math tonight. I want to do something for you. We are reactivating Secret 16. 700 people giving 3,000 by Christmas and 300 people giving 10,000 by Christmas above your tithe. Now I just did a little math. You that want to give 16 hours, you won't be in this 300, but if you across the nation want to start tithing your time, why don't you go out and get another job and work 16 hours a week somewhere. Go work for McDonald's. You get a $5 an hour job. 16 hours a week, that's $80. And $5 is less than minimum wage. And $80 times 52 is $4,160. So don't tell me you couldn't be one of the 700 giving $3,000. You could give the $3,000 and still have $1,160 left over and buy a KU band dish and still have some left over. Oh. You are serious, aren't you? You mean I go get a second job, go to the local car wash and work 16 hours a week, or I take some side moonlight job? I mean, there's an engineer that works at the hotel. He got some job because he's supporting a family, wants to make more money. He got some job delivering flowers. I've been paying attention at the hotels I go to. There's very few waiters. These Latinos that come here and are supporting their families in another country. Very few waiters that don't work two jobs. Oh. You mean, I'm not supposed to just sit here and wait for God to give me the 3,000 so I can be one of the 700? No. Get out and do something. Hang your body on your faith. Find another job. You know, even got quiet in here. Well, I wanted to put it off till Christmas and see if God would provide. Somebody groaned, I'm glad. That was my wife. Yeah, she's on my side. The rest of you are frozen with some kind of something. My math right? $5 an hour times 16 hours is $80. Go ahead and check me. And 52 times 80 is $4,160. Is that what you get?
Huh?
Yeah. You could take that tithe of your time, go get another job, work 16 hours moonlighting. These people here are working.
Yes,
sir. 16 hours. Well, they only have work 12, okay? Then multiply 5 times 12 is how much? That's 60, isn't it? 5 times 12 is 60. And 60 times 52, what's that come out to? Quick. How much? 3,120. It just happens to make it, doesn't it? 52 weeks, 16 hours. Well, not many people give 16-hour jobs a week. Well, go ahead and take a second job for 30 hours a week. You get it done faster. Where there's a will, there's a way. Now get on the telephone. I don't want you folks out of state to feel left out. I just included you, but not in this 300. I need 700 of you, given 3,000. Get on telephone. Whoa, 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 whoa. I happen to like Dr. John. They played a good song by Dr. John. I haven't heard him in a long time. I said, I'm glad to hear Dr. John again. Now, a fear-mongering, fearful person I can't seem to cure from his fears, who lives to try to stay out of trouble. I'm looking for his wife. Slap him tonight.
Yes, sir.
Just slap him.
Yes, sir.
Just slap him on both sides.
Yes, sir.
I mean, he likes Dr. John. Now, I won't get in trouble. You just got in trouble. A brainless idiot wouldn't play. Nothing but blue skies right now when I'm trying to move ahead in faith. Oh, I don't have to make a decision and be wrong. He's one of the smartest guys that works here, but he's been so smart that nobody other than me and my wife were able to catch him and make him pay for his mistakes, and it's killing him. And I'm prompting you, you know I'm right. Yeah, you love him, but you'd like him to quit being afraid of his pastor.
Yes, sir.
That's what I said. and put her, going to put her up there and let her slap him every hour. Now play me something with life. I mean, just because I like Dr. John doesn't mean I like everything he sings. And every song tonight is going to be Dr. John, because I won't get in trouble if I just play Dr. John. Well, you just got in trouble for playing Dr. John. Give me a song that's got life. Night Paralyzed. Now, I need to instruct you as voices of faith and some of you that are calling. I said, those of you that are already in fixed volunteer positions, you should call to reconfirm. But please specify, when you say I'm reconfirming my volunteer commitment, and you specify what it is, say, this is my first call to be included in the 300. Because I'm getting messages that say I'm reconfirming my volunteer commitment, specifying what it is. And I don't know whether you are in the numbers that are climbing here and you're reconfirming what you did 10 minutes ago, or whether you are reconfirming the commitment that you've been living and you now are saying, nail me to that 300 peg. You understand? And you got to say as a voice of faith. Now, have you already called tonight and you're reconfirming what you said earlier, or is this your first time to be part of the 300? But you're reconfirming as part of the 300 what you've already been doing. You understand?
Yes, sir.
And then I hear from Garland City, New Jersey. It would be such an honor to be able to help. I've been listening to Dr. Scott since November. And I can't think of anything better than anything than getting to help Dr. Scott. Well, then pay your tithe to where you get your teaching. That's help. And take on one of these pledges above your tithe and go get a job and earn the money. That's pretty blunt, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
I mean, if you can't think of anything better than to help Dr. Scott, well, you know, listen, call like you're doing, become a king's house, become a king's tither, be part of Secret 16. Don't ask what it is, because I'm not telling anybody. You're giving because of the teaching. I'm going to do something that you'll be glad you participated in if you're part of Secret 16. Okay, you said you can't think of anything better. I've told you where to put your body now, and that's your mouth. Mahopoc, New Jersey again. Already applied for a second job to pay my $10,000 commitment. And here from South Lake Tahoe, I want to take one of the 700. I want to be one of them. I'm giving 3,000 by Christmas. I can do this. Well, that's the Gideon message. You get rid of the vocabulary of doubt. And you start talking and doing faith. This is the one that, for example, from Irvine. I want to reconfirm commitments. I will be in at the studio as a voice of faith, gives me the times to volunteer and when, gives me the name and phone number. I don't know whether this is already in the 22 or whether it should be added to the 22. And what it forces me to do is to make these guys over there go through every one of these cards to reconfirm that this is already in the 22 or if number 23. Every time we have to stop with these explanations, it kills the spirit that's flowing in here. Get on board. Understand that people have been volunteering. And so be specific when you call and say, I've been volunteering and I'm going to reconfirm that volunteering commitment. If it's been 8 hours, you're raising it to 12. If it's 16, you keep it there. You understand? And then you say, I haven't yet been added to the 300 and I'm throwing my hat in the ring for that too. That doesn't mean you're going to double your time. It means you've already been volunteering, but you're also going to be part of the total that is my goal of 300. Now, do it right. Again, take this back, Bob. I don't know whether this is in the group or out of the group. Should be added or it's already there, and you've got to take all the cards to figure it out. Take them. See, I don't want to have to stop and do this. Can't you stay on a roll with me? Come on. I mean, first it's music. I don't know what he's going to do next. Probably another Dr. John. I hope he didn't think I was suggesting and hinting Dr. John. Can somebody go up there and shake him before his wife slaps him? You know, friendships made on the battlefield are like no other friendship. That's why I put these words on the board the other night. The only fellowship which translates the word koinonia, which means witness and togetherness, that I'm interested in this church is fellowship and bonds of service. I applaud friendship made on the battlefield. We're together. You're holding up the pastor's arms and helping get this ministry where it should be. Now, you may want poker players and tennis players and dancers and other kinds of companionship. We'll get it elsewhere. But here, you're going to form bonds of witness with those who serve. God's work is first in their life. So get on board. I'm up to 23. I wanted 70 this week. I want 300 all total. So get on the phone. You know, I think this came tonight, but maybe not. No, it came Sunday. Voices of Faith. Here's somebody from San Bernardino called and said, my name is... I've watched for almost 2 years. I want to start tithing now. And ask for a pulpit. Couldn't you tell this person? This doesn't take you out of the limits of asking questions or being... It's not like somebody saying, well, how much are you going to give? It's none of your business what they give, but... This is a prime case of saying, would you like to become a king's tither then? Voluntarily, watch 2 years, says they want to start tithing, and you don't inform them that, well, we have a band of people that are called the king's tithers. Would you like to join that band? What's involved? Nothing more than what you said. Just say you want to be one of the king's tithers to anchor your commitment down and that's it. You get a number. You got the numbers there, you assign them as Voice of Faith, don't you? Just that simple. So you can be King's Tyler number, whatever the next one is that's on your list. Los Angeles, first time caller. This was Sunday night. I'm so glad he's on Channel 29, K-Dot Cable. I used to watch him, and now I really like this new teaching on Romans. Good. Come on, get on telephone. Yeah. You know, I haven't been doing this a lot lately, but you need to be reminded we are worldwide. Put a camera on that map with the red pins over there. Take a look at it. Listeners that have communicated with us worldwide, clear down to Australia and New Zealand and the islands of the Pacific. We are worldwide. Now listen to this. You can take the camera off the map. I'm calling from Korea. And I send in something each month. And I just want to let Dr. Scott know that I really appreciate him and I'm praying for him. Go on the telephone. Altadena, thank you, Pastor, for your leadership and saving our asses. I like people that just get right to it. I want to encourage you to keep it up because it's for my own good. Thank you for your mouth and your stick-to-itiveness. Okay. We count down to 9 o'clock. You shortwave announcers better speak real fast to do your announcement. Give me one more song. Now, here's Some nice messages. Wilmington, California. I was just looking at the new Dolores Press tape book catalog. It's a pleasure just to browse through. I thank God for all the terrific work that Mrs. Scott does. She's a treasure to us all. How many of you have seen the new tape and book list? Nice, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. It is nice. A lot of work, but it's nice. Janesville, Wisconsin. Thank you, Doc, for all the teaching. If it wasn't for you, Doc, I'd be in deep bleep. He didn't say bleep. I want to thank you for your teaching, especially the lost tribes. I pray for you and Melissa every day. Ohio. I was at King's House many years ago, then I moved to Ohio. This week I got a computer and I found Dr. Scott again and I haven't been able to get away from it. I want to check in again in faith. I'm so happy to be back with you. Welcome back. Costa Mesa. I heard Dr. Scott and his wife singing together. And I was so blessed they were singing His Eye Is on the Sparrow. I surely would like to know if I can get a recording of this. Call him for a tape list. He likes me singing with her. Send him a free tape. Now listen to me. We can't sell it because I don't know if it's public domain yet. We'd have to get permission to sell a tape. But I can give a tape away. Give this guy, take this to my wife. Give this guy a tape of me and you singing.
Yes, sir.
Give it to him. Don't all of you go crazy. You didn't think of it. I mean, I have no appreciation for your compliment if you think you're going to get something free if you give it. He gets it because that was spontaneous. God, heal his ears. But get on the phone. Altadena. I'm one of the 300. Our reservations are in. My volunteer commitments are in. I thank you, Pastor. Tithing money is a habit, but tithing my time will become one. That's what I want. You know, it's amazing the growth of response in Dallas. Last Sunday's hour-long program produced 73 total calls, 39 new callers. It's as though it's exploding by word of mouth in Dallas, Texas. Same is true in Washington, D.C. We're beginning to see, and we talked today about expanding the T1 lines of the Internet access because of the increased heavy traffic, particularly at certain hours. And we're seeing more and more in the Maryland, Washington, D.C. area as people that watch there early in the morning, 5:30 in the morning, are finding out that they can listen 24 hours a day. You're part of that. You're part of it. I want 300 that really mean business. I'm up to 35. That's halfway to the 70. Now, come on, get on the phone. You know, this was an amazing response to the playing of the resurrection message in Dallas that brought 73. Here's a sample. My husband saw your program this morning while I was at church from Euless, Texas. Channel 27 in Dallas. He said it was the best church service he's ever heard, and he asked me to call this 800 number to find out how to get a copy of the program. La Puente. That's local. I want to stay with Dallas for a minute. Dallas. That was just an incredible message. I thoroughly enjoyed it. How do I get a copy? Amazing messages from Dallas. First-time caller, Buck Scott's program was extremely interesting today. I'd like to order the resurrection message. I am a physician and a Christian, and Dr. Scott is very meaningful to me. I would love to come to the cathedral, and I'll try to do so someday. Blooming Grove, Texas. I'm calling to say the way you teach is fabulous. I've been watching for a little while, which is long enough to know. I'll watch you every week now. Dallas. I've been watching Dr. Scott for several weeks and find the program wonderful. I've never heard the resurrection explained so intelligently. I'm going to order it and send a copy to my son. I was so enthralled to hear it, I called my daughter. Dallas, that was the best sermon on the resurrection I've ever heard. I want to order it. Dallas, please send me your tape and book list and ordering information. I want to order that message on the resurrection. I'm just scratching the surface of last Sunday's calls as they played the resurrection message. Now, I'm up to 36. And here La Puente says, could you pray for my family? I've been watching for a few weeks, and you preach pretty good. Well, I'll pray pretty good for you. Aldadina, I love it when you sing with Mrs. Scott. I love it when you're happy, and you're always happy when you always look happy when you're with Mrs. Scott. And I know there's no free tape I'm going to get. Springfield, Missouri. You know, you get me these 21 people here every hour on the hour. I may show up any hour. Come in here with 21 people any hour of the day. It'll pull it out of me. This is the church within the church. Springfield, Missouri. I remember the thrill of being baptized by your dad and the feeling I felt when I came up out from the water. I'll never forget it. You're in Springfield, Missouri now, listening to the short wave out of Anguilla. My youngest son was baptized too, and he had long hair at the time. And if you remember, Doc, he came up out of that water and flung that hair everywhere. You know, my wife is restoring the baptistry at King's House 1, which had been neglected, and there were lots of problems associated with it. And we are planning another baptismal service. You can't make reservations now, but I can tell you that the first baptismal will be for those of the 300 that haven't been baptized. It wouldn't hurt some of you to get baptized again. So you can't make reservations for the baptismal service because we don't know when we will schedule it. But I can tell you that the first baptismal service and the first ones in line will be these 300. I don't want to baptize floaters. Get on the phone. Bob, bring it here. 5 minutes ago I told you don't ever stop when you're running over here. Was that a difficult order? Get on the telephone. See if you can follow that order. Atlanta, Georgia. Watching on DirecTV in Atlanta, Georgia. That's interesting. Everybody's been complimenting Dr. Scott, and I'd like to compliment his wife, Melissa. She looks fresher than flowers. You got a southern gentleman's drawl. Well, you got good eyesight, too. Dallas, DeSoto, Texas. I have a son-in-law who's a minister, and I'd also want my pastor to have a video copy of this message. Dr. Scott explains everything so well, the resurrection message. I'm not usually here at this time because I go to church, but today I didn't go. I'm so glad I heard this message and really want to have information how to get a copy. Fairfield, Texas. I need the number of this message. I've listened to him for a while now, but this message hit me. I've got to get it. You tell him I really enjoy him. I'm 84. And he was over my head, but he says it so you can understand. Okay? Arlington, I like Arlington, Texas. I like a tape of this program. It was wonderful. This is all in response to Sunday's playing in Dallas of the resurrection message. Dallas, Texas. Enjoyed it very much. We stayed home from church because of the heavy rain. I was just going through stations and found Dr. Scott, and it's the first time I saw him. Kaufman, Texas. I stayed home from church this morning and caught Dr. Scott's message. It was so fabulous, I give him great accolades for that message. I've been really blessed by it. Dallas, Texas. Thank you, Pastor. I was watching. Pastor, I can be listening over and over again to this message and keep listening to his amazing teaching. Thank you once again. Fort Worth, we're watching on Channel 27. We love the message on the resurrection. I'd love a tape and book list so I can order this message. I will be watching you again. And I'll also go to the website as soon as my son fixes our computer. Dallas, Texas. I watch your program every week. In fact, you're about the only one I will watch. I enjoy it very much. Santo, Texas. I have to order this tape. This was a very fine message and a fine man. Euless, Texas. I enjoyed the message. I really thought it was great. It's raining here very hard, so I didn't go to church today. This is the first time I've seen Dr. Scott. He's a scholar and explained this Jesus resurrection very clearly. He made his points. I understand so much now. Thank you. Flower Mound, Texas. I really have to get a copy of this tape. This is fantastic. Dallas. And you folks have heard it 29 times. I used to watch Dr. Scott 20 years ago. Now I'm seeing him again. Please send me the book list. Euless, Texas. I want to call and tell you I really enjoy this program and message. This is the first time I've watched him. I usually go to church about now, but I got to watch him. Well, I get a lot of them at stay-at-home church, didn't I? I got to watch him and miss going. The screen message said to call if you were enjoying the message, so I am calling to tell you I really am enjoying this message. Greenville, Dallas, Texas. I've never seen Dr. Scott before. This message on the resurrection is very interesting. He's explaining it very well and giving information and arguments I've never heard before. Thank you, he says. Dallas, back from New Mexico. We missed him for a while. We're back in Dallas and glad to see him. He's a breath of fresh air amongst the stagnation. So, it's worth it, folks. You know, you can take for granted because I'm here all the time. You hear it all the time. These are people hearing the message for the first time. Come on now. If you just tuned in late, we're live. Been here since 7 o'clock. That's 2.5 hours ago. I decided I'm going to build a church within the church of disciples that mean business. I'm calling for a commitment of volunteers. You can keep 4 hours of the time you tithe to God. 16. I want 12 of them. Give me 300 people. The old Gideon message, by the 300 will I save. You give me 300 people committed, saying, here, Pastor, take me and use me. 300, giving us 12 hours a week. You name the times you're available and we'll assign the jobs, including Voices of Faith, transcribing in the computer room. Actually, it's going to be more than 21, it's going to be 25. But four will be, of those hours, or four people every day and every hour will be assigned to the cathedral. 21 out of the total of 300 that commit, and we've done the math. If 300 people commit 12 hours a week, we will have here in this studio 21 people every hour on the hour, 7 days a week, 365 days out of the year. That's what I want. And you that have already been volunteering, you need to call and say, this is my first time to call tonight, but I'm renewing the volunteer commitment I'm already pledged to. And new ones, I'm up to 37. I want 70 this week. Then I'll go to 120, and then I want a total of 300. That will anchor this ministry, committing 12 hours each week. We'll assign your post, including Voice of Faith time. And that's what we're doing now, so get on the phone if you just tuned in and join this band of 300, and we claim the promise. I claimed it 29 years ago, by the 300 will I save. This will be the core of the church, the people we can really count on, so get on the telephone. Same kind of response from Washington, D.C. Glen Burnie, Maryland, we just started getting Dr. Scott again. We used to watch him years ago. We've loved him a lot over the years, and we tape him when we can. We wish him well. I'll be calling back with a prayer request. Martinsburg, Virginia, I saw Dr. Scott this morning. He's a wonderful teacher. I'm out here in a VA hospital. I've heard them all, but Dr. Scott knows his stuff. Washington, D.C. He's a fantastic speaker, and that girl has a beautiful voice. Please send me the pulpit. In Alexandria, Virginia, oh, I love his teaching. Please send me the pulpit. In Fairfax, Virginia, thank you, sir, for the time on Channel 5. Thank you for that message. Same is true from Nashville, San Francisco. I don't think you understand the way we have reached out this past year as part of Secret 16 and gone on-air stations, these stations, as well as the UHF stations. And the calls are telling me, as the calls expand every week, people find us every hour, 24 hours a day, 365. We're on the air, multiple media. The weakness is we don't have Voices of Faith here all the time. That's going to change. I'm asking for 300 to commit themselves to 12 hours a week. Put yourself in your pastor's hands, from security at the cathedral to transcriptions in the computer room to training as a volunteer, as a backup person on the various jobs in here, to primarily Voices of Faith activities, mailing the passes. I want 300 volunteers giving 12 hours a week. That's what we're doing, this whole 3 hours tonight, live. And I intend to stay with it until I get the 300, so get on the telephone. I just pick a few samples from San Francisco and Nashville. Out of Nashville, Channel 14, Hendersonville, Tennessee. This program is amazing. He's phenomenal. He takes the deep stuff and makes it easy to understand. San Francisco, what a surprise. I just turned my TV on and there was Dr. Scott. I haven't seen him since he left Channel 38. My friend has a computer. What's Dr. Scott's web address? San Jose, I used to watch him years ago and then he disappeared. I couldn't sleep this morning and turned on my TV and there he is again. I'm very happy to see Dr. Scott again. I'll be getting up early to watch again. I'd also like a copy of the pulpit. San Jose, I was a member a while back. I was looking at the TV guide, and it was such a joy to see you again. You're coming in very clear this morning on Channel 4. Please send the pulpit. I'm not sure because my memory's failing, but I think my King's House number is 12,984. Could that be it? I've moved, and here's my new address. Okay, isn't that wonderful? It's happening. We've reached out in faith. Secret 16 made it possible. I wasn't about to tell you, and I've only told you a little bit of what's happened. You're seeing it in the studio here. You haven't seen it at King's House 1. You haven't seen the tower. You haven't seen a lot of things. Placerville. I appreciated the program this morning. We're believers in Jesus Christ. And follow on the grace side rather than the legalistic. We're going to keep watching. Good, get on telephone. You only got another 17 minutes. Now here's a message from San Bruno, watching on Channel 4 up in San Francisco on yesterday, last Sunday. Give me his name. I want to learn more for study and use tools. Is there any way to watch you more often? And I don't see any note from the Voice of Faith that says, yes, sir, you can watch him 24 hours a day on shortwave or the internet and satellite. That's not going out of your box as a Voice of Faith. That's not giving people advice. That's not asking them questions. He asked a legitimate question that you can legitimately answer. Yes. I need to see a note that says I gave him the information where he can watch more often. Clear?
Yes, sir.
One more song and we're going to the table of the Lord, so get on the telephone and this is it, and no more calls. Well, I've been receiving constant messages, almost blow by blow, as Dan Evans went through triple bypass heart surgery. He's come out of the surgery and he's fine. We'll pass on his thanks for all that have been praying. And pray through the recovery period. still serious, but he came through the surgery. Now get your elements at home. Take your seat. No more calls. You know, I've been, as we go to the table of the Lord, I want to remind you, several times over the last many weeks I have said, as we've taught on the Helasterion, and last Sunday I began to clinch the nail, that what Paul said, God put him in front, and because it was in the middle voice, he put him in front of himself as a helasterion. And the only other place that word is used is in Hebrews 9 as the word to describe the mercy seat. And I've told you to think of the tabernacle. And I was preaching on it on the network just before we went live. We always are prone to look from our view and come toward God, but look from God's view outward. And each of those types in the tabernacle typified a person. In the Ark of the Covenant were the unbroken tablets of stone, God's standard of righteousness. Personify it. It's his standard of righteousness that demanded that he wall away our sinning selves, because to be confronted with it, the death sentence had been declared. Now, in the outer court at the burnt offering, altar of burnt offering, you don't have a place of mercy. You have a place of wrath. At the cross, you don't have a place of mercy. You have a place of wrath. And I will continue to show you as I unpack the verse that the early translators, and like many of the modern people who do not believe that he had the double function, he not only spilled his blood as typified in the outer court, he took his blood as the resurrected person, immortalized blood, to the heavens and cleansed them too, and sat down at the right hand of the Father. And he became that place of mercy, put in front of God himself, so that, as I often say and visualize it with my colored glasses, he looks at us through Christ. Now quit fiddling with that, Ed. He looks at us through Christ. And that is the helasterion. The reason I so oppose twisting the verb proetheto, which is to put in front of, we could have put, or Paul could have put other prepositions in front of it. Pro is in front of, etheto, to put or to place, and in the past tense, hath placed, and in the middle voice, in front of himself, for his own sake. Now, if you look from the tablets of stone out, the covering of the ark, the mercy seat, the gold of the pure perfection of Christ, now he's looking through that helasterion, the kaporeth, the covering, the mercy seat, through that to the priest who represented the sinners in that case. Now God, having placed him, raised him from the dead, placed him in front of him, he now looks at us through Christ. And this bread, which is to remember what he's done, tells me God looks through the broken body of his Son now in the heavens. And when I discern properly and look through this bread and realize that the one who's looking at me right now and you knows that he laid my sicknesses on him, and thus as he looks through him, and I give the amen that is necessary, and with faith claim the promise, with his stripes I was healed, he's free to send his Spirit and drive every sickness out of my body. I'm not created, nor were you, to be sick. It's a result of Adam's sins. But Christ paid that penalty, shed his blood, but he also was chastised, suffered what was necessary to restore me to health. And from God's view, with faith in his blood and the work of his bruised body, God can look through the hilasterion placed in front of him, the person of our resurrected Lord, and say, be healed. As I say, with his stripes, I was healed. Say it with me and lift it now. With his stripes, I was healed. He sees me dead in Christ, alive, and through Christ, made worthy by the blood of the Lamb. The constant reminder of what he did is the view that God has. It's my step to brush his amen with mine and say, thank you, Lord, I'm made worthy by the blood of the Lamb.